Twitter as well, at WGAM The Game. Phone call, 603-883-9900, 603-883-9900. I'm Nick Anastas. Christian Arcan is with me. We've got another great midday show for you today. Glad you could join us here on Sports Radio WGAM The Game. We're going to talk rowing this hour. In fact, in about 20 minutes with Fred Schock. He's the director of Head of the Charles, and that event coming up, of course, tomorrow and lasting throughout the weekend on the Charles River in Boston. Fred Schock will join us at about 12:25. And then 12:45, Sean McDonald, UNH head football coach. The Wildcats just keep winning. They're number 12 in the country, and they've got a big rivalry game on the road on Saturday against Maine. Second hour, we'll be joined by Mike Murphy, UNH Associate Director of Media Relations. He'll preview the Wildcats-Black Bears matchup, and we'll talk Patriots, Celtics, a little A-Rod news, all the good stuff here on the Nick Anastas Show. I'm Nick Anastas. Christian Arcan is behind the saddle, or in the saddle. We went over this yesterday. Behind the saddle, a potentially dangerous place to be. How about this? We'll move on to Tom Brady here for a moment. Another interesting article on ESPN Boston, ESPN.com. Jeremy Lundblad wrote this one on ESPNBoston.com. Title, Has Tom Brady Lost His Magic? Boy, they're really taking firing shots at everybody this week, huh? We saw the mailbag. It was full of not hate mail, but certainly criticisms of Lord Belichick, as Bill from Merrimack labeled Patriots head coach Bill Belichick yesterday. We spent a little time on that. And today, Tom Brady in the crosshairs. And some of the numbers I'm about to spit will surprise you. I guarantee that. They surprised me when I took a look at this morning. Again, Jeremy Lundblad of ESPNBoston.com writes an article entitled, Has Tom Brady Lost His Magic? And he may be onto something here. Bear with me. Now, here's another little factoid we went over this week. The Patriots are the first team with three losses by 2 points or fewer in their first six games since the 1960 Dallas Texans of the AFL. So it's been over 50 years since a team has lost three games by two or less points. Now, 10 games still to go. New England has already matched the franchise record for losses by less than a field goal in the season. That was set by the 1981 Patriots team. So we know about the close losses in 2012. This didn't used to be, in fact, it was the opposite scenario when you talk about Tom Brady. He was the guy who you wanted in there over anybody else in the country, anybody else in the world, anybody else in the universe to be on the field with the game tight and the football in his hands. Brady's first seven seasons as a starter, the Patriots went an NFL best 39-10 in games decided by 7 points or fewer. That's close to an .800 winning percentage. Again, Brady's first 7 years, Patriots go 39-10, the best in the NFL, in games, close games, decided by 7 points or fewer. 2001 to 2007, 39-10, that's just under 80%. Gets injured in 08, comes back from that knee injury in 09, and has gone 12-12, 2009, 2010, 2011, and so far in 2012 in games decided by less than 7 points. So he's a .500 quarterback, an average quarterback, with really the game on the line in the fourth quarter. Now, let's go back to that 01 to 07 span. It included, obviously, all three Super Bowl wins, and he had 28 fourth-quarter drives that ultimately ended up in a Pats win. Fourth-quarter game-winning drives over that seven-year span. That's an average of about four a season. Now, let's see. The Pats, as I mentioned, 12-12 since he comes back after missing basically the entire 2008 season, 12-12 over the last 3.5 years. That includes 1-5 in games decided by less than a field goal, and that is tied for the Cleveland Browns for the most such losses over that time span. So Brady and company with the Cleveland Browns and I like to substitute the B for the CL, the Cleveland Clowns. 1-5 in games that come down or are decided, rather, by less than a field goal. In the past 3.5 years, and again, that includes the span since he's been back from that knee injury, the Patriots have more losses by 7 points or fewer, 12, the 12-12 record, than they did in Brady's first 7 seasons combined, which was only 10. No team has more wins by 8 points or more since 2009, rather than New England's 40. So the Pats, when they win by 8 or more, approaching blowout territory, nobody in the NFL is better since 2009, New England with 40 such wins. So there's the credit. And we know about the offense. They're still dynamic. They're still first in points. They're still first in total yards. And they've won their games, their 3 games this season, by an average of about 18 points. So no problem when things are going right. But it's when things are tight that all of a sudden Brady becomes average down the stretch. That's what we're seeing so far with the 3-3 record, and that is what we've seen over the last 3-plus seasons, including Super Bowl losses twice to the New York Giants. This season, in the fourth quarter, in those 3 losses, again, against the Ravens, the Cardinals, and last week against the Seahawks, fourth quarter in those 3 games, Brady is just 6-17 for 65 yards and 1 touchdown. This is supposed to be the quarterback that we remember, the quarterback we're supposed to count on when the game tight. Now, another comparison for you, and this reflects the Patriots, I think, more so than Tom Brady, but look at this. It does tie in how these close, or rather these fourth quarter collapses, so to speak, have affected the Patriots. Now, New England has been ahead on the scoreboard nearly 80% of the time this season. You take a look at the 60 minutes in all 6 games, you add them up, you look at when New England was leading, when they were trailing, they've been ahead 79% of the time. And they have a 5-5 record. Or excuse me, 3-3 record, 500 record. The Texans are 5-1. They've led 79% of the time. The Falcons are 6-0. They've led 81% of the time. The Ravens have led 83% of the time and are 5-1. And the Chicago Bears have led 84% of the time, a league high, and they're 4-1. Patriots, ahead 79% of the time, 3-3. Seeing a little separation at the top here, folks. Tom Brady can be blamed. It is okay. It is now acceptable. It is reasonable. And it is logical to point the finger at Mr. Brady, the 35-year-old, perhaps past his prime, Tom Brady, quarterback of the 3-3, 500 New England Patriots. 603-883-9900. This is the Nick Anastas Show on Sports Radio, WGAM The Game. And I'm not done. I'm just getting started. And you could turn back the clock a little bit and point the finger at a precise point in time when this thing turned around. Again, Brady was untouchable in the fourth quarter through his first 7 years. He was 80-2 prior to that first Super Bowl against the Giants, Super Bowl 42. 80-2. When leading at the start of the fourth quarter, that was the turnaround. That Super Bowl loss against the Giants, the Pats were huge favorites, by the way, 13-point favorites, one of the largest Super Bowl spreads in history for the unbeaten at the time New England Patriots. 80-2 under Tom Brady with a lead at the start of the fourth quarter. And then Super Bowl 42 comes around. Including that game, he's only 34-9 in the fourth with the Pats on top. Only the Dolphins and the Redskins have more losses since 2009 when leading at the start of the fourth quarter. The Dolphins and the Redskins. As if company with Cleveland wasn't sour enough. You throw in Miami and Washington, who have not accomplished much in the last 3.5 years. 34-9 with a lead in the fourth quarter. since that Super Bowl 42, as opposed to 80-2 prior to that time. Now, here's some other exclusive company that Tom Brady is in. Lowest total quarterback rating with a one-score lead in the final 5 minutes of the fourth quarter.
Before you go any further, that total quarterback rating is a stat that ESPN made up. Just so we're clear, they invented that statistic. There's stuff that goes into it. You know, it's like it's done just like that, but it's not actual QB rating like the one we've always known. Their total quarterback rating
is out of 100.
It's an adjusted stat,
right?
That they've, I don't want to say just made up, because that makes it sound like it's bogus, but it's not. But it's one that they created. So,
well, it's different.
Something to keep in mind.
The scale is 0 to 100. It's like grading a paper. As opposed to, I think it was 158.2 or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, it was something weird. Yeah,
right.
The other one had a weird thing at the end. And there's a lot of people who have problems with that QB rating, too. And I'm not saying that these stats are bogus at all. I'm just saying that that was not a stat that people were really paying that much attention to up until recently, and ESPN is credited with coming up with it.
Either way,
yeah,
the numbers here are abysmally low. Final 5 minutes with a one-score lead. Since 2009, this is not this year. This is the last 3+ years. You ready for this? Chad Henne, a 1.1. Alex Smith, 3.5. Kevin Cobb, who in my opinion is the worst starting quarterback in the league, a 4.0. Matt Cassel, a 12.9. And then there's Tom Brady with a 15.0, and that includes Sunday's loss against the Seahawks, in which he registered a 0.8 in the final 5 minutes with the game on the line and with a lead. Now, this is supposed to be the guy that we all remembered and that we're counting on. New England Patriots fans are counting on to bring back to the promised land, not only go to the Super Bowl, but win it. Pats fans better hope the Patriots don't have a one-score fourth-quarter lead with 5 minutes to go. 603-883-9900. I got to be getting somebody angry out there listening. Give us a call, 603-883-9900. It's okay. Don't be shy. Or, like Bill and Merrimack said, Tom Brady's overrated. Bill Belichick is overrated. The numbers are bearing that out, folks. It's not a surprise that they are 3-3. It's no longer a surprise that they're giving away games in the fourth quarter. Blame the secondary all you want. In all three of those losses, Brady had the football with under 5 minutes to go with a lead. Brady had a chance to not only win the game, but he could have put some real separation between the Patriots and those three teams, the Cardinals, the Seahawks, and the Ravens. Blame that secondary all you want, and there is plenty of blame to go around with those guys. We doled some of that out here earlier in the week. But these numbers surprised me a little bit, to be honest, caught me off guard on just how big of a 180-degree turnaround it has been for Tom Brady in the fourth quarter since 2009. Has he lost his magic? Well, the guy's 35 years old. He's not a spring chicken anymore. He's not in his prime anymore. 07 was a long time ago. 30 years old, that's your physical peak. 35, start to lose it a little bit. Maybe that's what's happening. But the point is, at least today, October the 18th on a Thursday, Tom Brady no longer has that fourth quarter magic. The Patriots have problems. Now, are they going to come out and put up 40 against the Jets? Maybe. That wouldn't surprise me. That wouldn't surprise me if they ran up the score on Rex Ryan and sent a message to the rest of the AFC East. That wouldn't surprise me. In fact, that exact question was posed on ESPN Boston. What do you think will happen? What's your prediction on Sports Nation, ESPN Boston? What's your prediction for Patriots-Jets? 60% of over 3,500 people responded with a Patriots win in a blowout. That could very well happen. This is the weakest New York Jets team we have seen in the Rex Ryan era, and maybe in the last decade. You have Mark Sanchez, who can't get out of his own way. Your top two receivers are injured. They have struggles running the ball. Sunday's win over the Colts notwithstanding. The Patriots should beat the Jets and beat them badly. So this magic question probably won't be answered. We won't get an update on Sunday against the Jets because the game probably won't be close. Forget what the bookies have the number at, but I'm sure it's got to be about 10, right, Christian?
I think it's 9.5, 10 right now.
Yeah,
that was when I last checked. That's what it was.
And that's probably about right. The Pats win by 14, 20, 21, 24 points. This guy's not surprised. But bear in mind, the opponent every Sunday will not be a depleted New York Jets team. Tom Brady is going to be in some close games. And with the game on the line in the fourth quarter, he is no longer Tommy Terrific. He's a 500 quarterback with a 50-50 shot at getting the job done. And that is not going to win anything in January. 603-883-9900. This is the Nick Anastas Show. When we come back, we're going to talk rowing. And I know we're switching gears in a major way, but believe me, some interesting stuff is on the way. Fred Schock, organizer of Head of the Charles, will join me next here on Sports Radio, WGAM The Game.